Can write a get to a woman, for a woman, as long as the husband is there and he demands the get, even though his wife is not present at the time, since he's the one who has to issue the get and it's not dependent on her consent or not. The Drabonin, you have to have her consent to receive the get, but to write the get, it's enough that he consents. Sheva le'isha, ava b'she'ein, bai le'ima. To write a receipt to the wife that she received her ksuva, since she's the one who has to lose from it, it's enough that she intends to write the receipt even the husband is not around. Vat she'yehe makiron. They have to know who the husband and the wife are, in both cases, to make sure that someone's not playing a trick and having a get written for somebody else. The husband is the one who has to pay for the get. Yeah, because it's his document. It says, v'chosav lo, he has to write it. So he has to pay for it. Either he writes it or he pays for the sefer. The same thing with the loan. The one who writes is going to lose by this shtar, is the one who's borrowing the money, and he's the one who has to give his consent to have the document written, even though the one who's giving the loan is not present. You can't write for the malva because you can use it against the loiven, and the loiven is the one who's going to lose out by this document, so therefore you need the consent of the loiven. Also the loiven is the one who writes to write the schar, since it's the document for his benefit.
Also, the one who's giving away his property, he's selling his property, is the moicher, he's the balashtar, and he has to be the one who gives the consent that this sale will go through. The one who's buying it does not have to be at the time of writing this document. The one who's buying it is the one who has to pay for the document.